This is the In the Pocket edition of the Game Sports Show, Season 6, presented by SportsCenter Bar and Grill, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario's best sports bar for 6 years in a row. And I want to say congratulations to SportsCenter Bar and Grill for being 6 years Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario's best sports bar and also home of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario's best wings. And also here for this November 3rd edition of In the Pocket, I want to give a shout out to two new sponsors on the Game Sports Show. You've already heard of one on multiple editions, The Sports Displays. You can check out thesportdisplays.com for all you need information for the jersey mount, fundraising opportunities for your sports team. It looks absolutely fabulous, and you're going to see it on video uploads of the Game Sports Show very soon. Tremendous. It is thesportdisplays.com. thesportdisplays.com. Also, shout out to Flawless Roofing. You can check them out on Facebook. Flawless Roofing is a commercial flat roof installation and repair service based in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario and Thunder Bay, Ontario, Canada. You can also check out flawlessroofing.ca. That's FlawlessRoofing.ca for their website and their Facebook page called Flawless Roofing Sure Seal Incorporated. Now let's get into In the Pocket of the Game Sports Show, powered by the Game Entertainment and Media, hosted by David McCaig Jr., co-hosts Justin Heichel, EJ Russell, Tyler Ouellette, and Jamie Antonello. Booyah, and it's time for the Game Sports Show. It is your host, David McCaig Jr., and you're tuning in to Season 6, Episode 5 of In the Pocket, and I'm joined by Justin Heichel here on this broadcast this evening. Heich, my friend, how's it going?
Oh, it's great. I mean, when you got weather like this at the end or beginning of November, I mean, how do you complain? Everyone's in a great mood right now.
Everybody is. And literally, it is November 3rd right now. There's sunshine outside, a little bit of a breeze, but not the normal November weather that you see in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario or the Algoma region. Now, if you're tuning in from Florida, like Tyler Ouellette would be, or if you're from the other side of the country, you may be getting summer or hot weather all year round. So those people are lucky. But in Canada, Heich, we get all the four seasons. Which,
hey, for our American listeners, we've got 65 degrees Fahrenheit today.
Oh,
I figured that out on my own.
There we go. Like that. Now, we have a large, of course, amount of listeners in Canada, the States, all over the globe. But, hey, when it comes to being on the other side of the country, those that are tuning in, some uniqueness there. And definitely comment below where you're from if you're tuning in, if your weather's hot all year round, or if you're like Canada, you're getting all the four seasons, or maybe some listeners in the States. I'm curious to know about more weather throughout the United States. It's basically the same as in Canada, but there's areas of the States that don't get much snow. And we're here talking In the Pocket. So enough with the weather. It isn't meteorologist time with Dave McCaig and Justin Heichel. We like to open up with a nice loose topic. And as Heich said, the weather has been great in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada, where the Game Sports Show is located. Now, what powers the Game Sports Show, Heich? Well, let me answer that for you. The Game Entertainment and Media TGEM. You can check out the TGEM Network YouTube channel. We're going to have some new content on that channel. It's a categorized podcast platform. Literally, you log into the TGEM, the YouTube channel, you search any type of podcast you want, sports, mental health, agriculture, all there for you. And there will be more content added throughout by the end of 2022, going into 2023, the Game Entertainment and Media, the TGEM Network. Now, the Game Sports Show, it's heard on all platforms. Just search us and you'll find us there. Had some recent uploads. We've had a recent upload of Strike Zone. And we have upcoming additions within the next 10 days. We'll have full-time returning as posted on the Game Sports Show Instagram and Facebook page. There will be full-time will be returning with Daniel Scarpino, and he'll have Gaetano Gallo joining. Now, Gaetano is on the Bitter Rivals podcast that is on the TGEM Network. He will be joining now the Game Sports Show family in terms of speaking soccer with Daniel Scarpino, and that is going to be awesome. Of course, the couple months away from full-time has occurred due to the passing of our co-founder and one of the founding fathers of the Game Sports Show and the vice president of TGEM, Scott Nason, passing away in September. There has not been a full-time episode since, so Daniel Scarpino will be getting back to it. That is November the 10th. Mark that on your calendars, people. No, it won't be me talking soccer on there. I'm not going to lie to you. I might chime in on episode when it comes to the World Cup starting, but that's a that's about it, okay? Or if you're going to start talking Ted Lasso, I'm your guy. But when it comes to talking full soccer, I'm going to leave that to, of course, Scarpino, who's going to host that with now his new co-host, Gitano Gallo. Would be a great format. Follow the same format that Scott used to follow. And I know Scott would be looking down very happy that Daniel's going to be completing and following through with that. Now, lastly, on the housekeeping items before we kick it off on In the Pocket, I want to shout out to our sponsors, SportsCenter Bar and Grill. 6 years hike. Sault Ste. Marie's best sports bar. Now, people would have tuned in. I didn't have the regular intro because there needs to be a new one. 6 years, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario's best sports bar. Fantastic. Congratulations. SportsCenter Bar and Grill is what presents in this edition, but I must give a shout out to as well Flawless Roofing, one of our new sponsors here with the Game Sports Show, as well as the sports displays. Now, Flawless Roofing is located, there's Thunder Bay and Sault Ste. Marie. Check out our website, thegamesportsshow.com, for their direct link to their Facebook page. On our website, there is an update going on, so it looks kind of messy. The update will be completed by the end of next week. Will there be more details about our new sponsors, such as Flawless Roofing and the sports displays. Now, Hike, getting into In the Pocket, housekeeping now aside, we got to talk about a little bit some trades that went on. We're going to talk about, well, these primetime schedule bullshit that's going on in the National Football League in terms of schedule, and we'll talk a little pick 'em. You'll only have us for about 20 minutes, and yes, you'll have us, myself and Justin Heichel. Tyler Ouellette and E.J. Russell were unable to join due to some work conflicts, and Jamie Antonello is still on vacation. Justin, let's talk about some of the trades that went down. I want to go first to Chase Claypool. I want to get this out of the way first. Not surprised this trade happened. Second round pick goes over to the Pittsburgh Steelers in that deal. And the people are saying, well, Claypool has been the best receiver for the Steelers. No, that is incorrect. There was a lot of promise, especially with Juju there. He was being the secondary option, getting the ball a bit more, being able to get open a bit more. And Big Ben had him as an option. But now you don't have Big Ben throwing to you. You got Mitch Trubisky or a rookie, Kenny Pickett. And Pickett's still some years away of development, and Trubisky is Trubisky. Okay, I got nothing further to say. So you right now, I think the Steelers are in a retooling mode. People that are Steeler fans, I compare them a lot to Detroit Red Wing fans when it comes to hockey, or even New York Yankee fans when it comes to baseball, and perhaps even Laker fans when it comes to basketball, if I'm going to compare all the four major sports. But you have the Pittsburgh Steelers that have made the playoffs every year for a long time, okay? And ever since I've watched Big Ben get drafted and start playing and win a couple Super Bowls, the Steelers are not used to losing or not being under 500 or not making the playoffs. So they have some weapons in their arsenal, such as Watt on the defensive side of the football, and of course, Pickett's groin. You got some receivers. You got some running game there. They're retooling. This team doesn't have to go through a full gut rebuild like you always see the Jets, Lions, or Browns go through. Sorry, I know we have a lot of Lion fan listeners.
Taking stabs all over the place.
Literally love that. And I know E.J. Russell's probably going to cringe when he hears that. But you have a Steeler team that has some tools there. They can use those tools, keep them polished, bring in some new tools via the draft and maybe some free agency in the summer to round it out. And maybe in a couple years, this team's back on top of the division. Maybe. It depends how Cincinnati grows and Baltimore Ravens and maybe even the Browns. I'd like to throw another jab there at the Cleveland Browns because, you know, it's fun. That's a team that hasn't won in a very long time, and things look promising the past couple years. But they are also just 3-5 to start off this year. But that division could be anybody's game in the next couple of years. And I feel the Steelers are just taking advantage right now because they know they're behind. They move Claypool. They get good value for Claypool. People are saying, man, maybe they should have got more. Doesn't matter. They move them to the Bears. They got a second round pick. They got some asset there that will be beneficial to them. Okay.
I believe the going rumor was that the Packers also offered a pick for Claypool, and the Steelers took the Bears because they thought their pick was going to be higher.
Well, that's a compliment to Green Bay, and also a little stab at the Bears, but also Green Bay fans are like, shit. But also maybe a little bit relieved because you didn't want no TikTok dances going on your field, perhaps. You know, the TikTok dances in Pittsburgh would do.
Well, that's, I didn't want to say it, but that's kind of exactly where I was thinking with that. I mean, you got rid of Juju. You got some up-and-coming receivers. Get rid of Claypool while people still remember his name before you bury him.
Yep, and you got a situation there where you got some drama, all right? The Steelers don't do drama, and that's why I compared them to those other teams in major sports because they have quick turnarounds on their quote-unquote retools or rebuilds. They don't handle drama. They don't deal with that, okay? And that's where the Steelers, out of any sports team in terms of the four major sports can pride themselves, much like those other teams that I've mentioned, that have those quick turnarounds, but don't want to be having any involvement in that. And I give credit to Mike Tomlin for that. Anyone who thinks Mike Tomlin's job is security, I talked about this in the last episode, you're fucking nuts. The guy's going absolutely nowhere. Okay, if he went somewhere, I'm sure teams would fire their coaches just to bring him in. They would take the risk, okay? Now, there's only one other coach that really I would maybe take over him. Not maybe at this point, maybe a few years ago, is Belichick. Okay, that's one guy that perhaps I would have taken over Tomlin 5 years ago, but not. I would even take Tomlin over Belichick now. People call me crazy, but I think he's been very good in Pittsburgh. He's young. He's long-term there, and trust me, he's not going to be down there for a while. Hike, there's a few other trades, and let you do a little bit of talking for the first 8 minutes. I had the housekeeping items. I dove into the agenda, dove into Claypool. You've had some minimal airtime the last 8 minutes, so I want to make sure I give it over to you.
You got excited about the Steelers. I get it. It's fine.
So you give us the floor with some of the other trades that went on. And even there's an injury, a pretty notable injury, especially for you.
Well, I mean, there's some big ones that stand out to me. I mean, TJ Hockenson going to the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, the Lions trading him within the division seems kind of ludicrous to me. But good for the Vikings. I mean,
typical Lions.
Like, I'd love to hear Tyler's take on that next week. I can't. Like, that's whatever. I mean, Colts traded Nyheim Hines to the Bills. Good on the Bills. Hopefully you can use them because the Colts have no idea what they're doing at all. What else do we have there? I mean, the big injury that kind of has been dragging me along in fantasy all year. Congratulations to me for taking Keenan Allen and Michael Thomas. My receiving core has never been better. Oh, and I kept Jamar Chase. So it's been going great this year. The Michael Thomas one's kind of a bummer. I don't think he's really been healthy for a while.
Yeah. Like, I think in 2019,
he's been rough. Like, once Drew Brees kind of wasn't around, he's like, I'm injured for sure. gonna be injured until this contract's up, and then maybe I won't be injured somewhere else. Roquan Smith going to the Baltimore Ravens, another big one. The Ravens defense shoring it up a little bit. And I mean, as a rule, the Ravens defense historically is pretty decent. And on the defensive topic, Bradley Chubb going to the Miami Dolphins from the Broncos, another big, big deal. And then he signed a huge contract extension today, I think. I don't know what it was, like $114 million or something like that with the Dolphins. I guess he's sticking around for a bit.
I think that's a pretty good contract if you think it's a lot of money.
Well, I mean, for a linebacker, that's some good scratch.
5 years, $110 million, including $63.2 million guarantee with an average salary hike of $22 million.
Like, I'd kill for someone to be like, hey, do you want $63 million guaranteed?
Guaranteed. Now, can you explain what people, obviously a lot of people listen to the show are football, but can you explain what guaranteed means, Heiko, just in case some people are behind the eight ball?
I believe that no matter what, it's yours. I think that's how that works.
Yeah, literally, you can look up what guaranteed means on Google, and if you search it up on the thesaurus, wow, I said that. Wow, maybe I should learn how to speak, but...
Wow. Let's try it. Let's have a competition and see which one of us can say it right first.
Thesaurus. There. I think
thesaurus.
Thesaurus. It's not dinosaurus. It's not dinosaur. Thesaurus. Okay. Now, guaranteed, all right, means that you get that money. And he can fucking suck. He can throw all the games. Guess what? He gets that money. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, we could, like, look at the negative extreme of a guaranteed contract and go straight to Jamarcus Russell. I mean, in the NFL, or if you want to go like hockey, you could look at Rick DiPietro.
Do you remember his contract, Jamarcus Russell?
Or like the smartest man in the world, Bobby Bonilla?
Well, he's making money until 2030-something. That guy, now, mental health aside, I don't know if he has any mental health issues because of all the chirps he's been getting. But when it comes to Jamarcus Russell, 6 years, $61 million he signed with the Raiders. Guess how much money he got guaranteed? $32 million.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's gone.
Oh, 100% that's gone. But, like, imagine just sitting at home and be like, okay, today is August, blah, blah, like, if you're Benita, and it's like, okay, I'm going to get my $1 million today.
Yeah, could you imagine? Like, just, oh, there it is.
Now, the average salary in Sault Ste. Marie, I'm going to pull out the HR in me, okay? The average salary in terms of Sault Ste. Marie, I know being people that work with AWIC, which is a Sault Ste. Marie local organization, or any of those wage analysis individuals that may be listening, we're going to go with the average wage in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, being $50,000, okay? So if you make $50,000 a year, just to make $1 million in that lifetime, okay, it's taking you 20 years. And that's if you don't spend a dime. 20 years. Now, people that work in the workplace, you start at, well, you start at 20, right? You work your way up. You're working 30 years. Okay. So before you that's 20 years out of a 30-year work just to get $1 million. And Jamarcus Russell gets 32 guaranteed.
That's the thing. Like if you're even a half decent athlete, just become a good salesperson. Like be good enough that you can stay like okay. You know, like people notice you, they think they're interested, and then just work on selling the shit out of yourself. Yep. Because like professional sports, and like this is a very negative take, and I kind of took this to a dark place, but like professional sports these days, like look at the Colts offensive line. Every single one of those loafs got paid, and then all of a sudden they fucking suck, like suck ass. Like we're the best offensive line in football, and then all of a sudden, actually, we're the biggest pile of dog shit on the face of the earth.
Literally,
like, but like it's not unique to them. I'm just that's a dig that I'm taking personally and throwing it right out there. But like, you got like hockey players, it happens. Baseball players, it happens. You pay these guys for one good year, and then all of a sudden, it's like, bah.
You know who has rated the worst contract is Bobby Bonilla, of course. He's getting $1.2 million up until 2035. You know what year it is? 2022. People are saying Miguel Cabrera, too. No, the guy is still active. Chris Davis, Rick DiPietro. I don't know how he's not number two. And I'm looking at Bleacher Report right now, so take it as well, you will.
DiPietro, though, like I think there's something going on there because he works for Nesson.
Yeah, and he also is getting $1.5 million up to 2029, and he did battle a lot of mental health after. So that's why actually one athlete that I kind of withdraw that pull aside. But Jacoby Ellsbury, that's another guy that was getting paid up until 2021. He was getting up to a division of $153 million. Ryan Kesler, there's a guy that's still getting paid if you're talking hockey. Joakim Noah. Lolly, you can go down the list. Even Albert Pujols is still getting money from the Los Angeles Angels this year. So
like, you just have to be so good that you can sell yourself to everyone's like, oh, man, this guy's really big. They just got to buy into the hype video. Yeah. And then you cash that check, and that's it. That's all.
Just you know what? All right. My mentality in sports, especially in football, I love what Johnson did, what Megatron did. He made some good money when he was in the NFL, and he retired young.
Dude, he earned it like a motherfucker, yeah, that guy.
He did.
His ankles probably like, they're, I don't even know. I couldn't imagine what they look like.
No, and then you got, and I know this one might be a soft spot for you, but you got Andrew Luck, okay, retired young. You got these guys that
retired. Yeah, but Andrew Luck did the salesman job too.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like that summer, the summer right before he retired, like, all right, highest paid quarterback in the history of the world. And in the back, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm not taking a dig at the guy because he's like probably one of my favorite quarterbacks that we had in Indianapolis. But like it just seems like it happens more often than not where like these guys get $114 million guaranteed. Yeah, I'm not that into it anymore. Hey, you know why you're not that into it? Because you got $114 fucking million dollars in the bank account. I wouldn't be that into much, you know.
He would have been a free agent.
I'm just going to chill.
Today, he would have been free agent this year, Hike. Fun fact. He would have been a free agent this year.
Andrew. Yeah.
So he, you know what his guaranteed was? $87 million.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't be that into it after I got that check either.
Honestly, like I was saying, the big thing is once, if I was an athlete in football, 30, I'm done. The NHL, I would probably be, I'd want to win a cup, but you know, sometimes beggars can't be choosers, okay? So win a cup or not, 35 years old would be the absolute latest I would play, even 33, out. If you can play in the NHL from 23 to 33, give a good 10 years in the National Hockey League, playing the game that you love, and retire with millions. I don't mean just millions. Like, I mean millions. Like, Dr. Evers, billion, whatever you want to think about. that in your bank account, you don't need to spend that in a lifetime. Okay, people are like, oh, well, you don't live that lifestyle, so you don't know. Listen, if I won $70 million in the Lotto Max today, since I have lived check to check in my life, even also lived in some fucking debt in my life, I know exactly where that money's going. Half of that's getting put away, and I'm spending some money on myself, but to an appropriate degree, and some friends, and to also to be able to live the same lifestyle as me. I mean, my fiance have this conversation all the time. I know we're kind of getting off topic, but it's still on topic. Okay, people are like, what the fuck are we talking about? We're talking about bad contracts in NFL history. Okay, and that's kind of where this conversation has led to. Okay, after we talked about Chubb signing a massive contract, if anyone wants to backtrack to what we're talking about first, trust me, I'm on it. Listen, you can't get anything past the Game Sports Show host and co-host. We know what we were talking about. We're going to circle back to that point. But contracts, the guaranteed money, if you can make that money in and out early, that's the smart bet. I don't care what anybody says. Don't care what anybody says. You make that big check, retire while you're still healthy and you can still live life. Go travel. Go hang out with your family. Raise your kids. May have some more kids or adopt kids if you can. Whatever the thing is, just enjoy life. Okay. Getting back on traffic or track, whatever way you want to put it, Hike, I guess we can just put it either way. Trades have happened, injuries have happened, contracts are getting signed, money is getting thrown out there like it grows on trees everywhere in sports, and everyone always says, oh, why are they making that much money? Look, you know why they're making that much money? I hate when people disagree about it because...
Well, the NFL is a not-for-profit, so they just got a lot of money that they have to get rid of.
Exactly that, but also, you know what makes them money? You. Now I mean you, Hike. I mean, you listeners, by watching them, by paying for that subscription, by going to the games, by buying those jerseys, by the sponsors out there in the world, and not free ads, but I'm going to say some names, some big names that you see all over. I don't know as much in terms of maybe hockey compared to football, in terms of sponsorships directly, but let's use Adidas. Let's use Nike. Let's use those, okay? They're not sponsors of the Game Sports Show, nor would they ever will be if they are. We wouldn't be recording Dave McKeag's T-Gem studio or Hike's studio, okay? We'd be recording in some fancy big building here in the Sioux, okay? But that aside, the sponsorships also pay for it. So that's why there's a difference. We've had this conversation on this show before. We've talked about the difference between payment in men's and women's. We've talked about why people make this much money. It happens. And the reason why it happens is because of you, the listeners. All right? You being that one who buys that Nike pair of shoes for your kid. Or you being that sponsor the purchaser for an item. That sponsor that pays for that. Or by watching and buying DAZN. No free ads. That'd be an example. The Game Sports Show, powered by the Game Entertainment Media, this edition of In the Pocket, as always, presented by Original Home, Sports Center Bar and Grill, specifically Ontario's best sports bar for 6 fucking years in a row. I had to throw that swear there. It just seems more effective. And a special shout-out to Flawless Roofing and the Sports Displays, the main front sponsors of the Game Sports Show. We're going to be back at Sports Center Bar and Grill, Hike. You know this. The original plan was to be next week to be back in person. We might be pushing that to the following week on the 16th. But either way, the 9th or 16th, we are back at Sports Center recording, having chicken wings and Game Sports Show pizza, and people interrupting us while we're mid-conversation, wondering what the fuck we're doing. Just look down at the mixer. Okay, it's not there for fun. Hike, pick 'em. I want you to tell us about the recent update in the standings, okay, where we're at. And it's been a roller coaster this year, which I think that's been the most exciting thing about football is about our standings. And the reason why I know we had one topic we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about the primetime schedule. I'm saving that for last. We're going to go back to that. But that's why I bring up that point that I think we've been the most entertaining thing in football is our pick'em standings. And please tell them why, Hike.
Oh, well, we're mid-season now, in the mid-regular season in the pick'em standings. And I mean, this is probably the tightest it's ever been in this in the Game Sports Show pick'em pool. So, and still in first place, EJ with 74 points. And then we got ties. Well, I think Dave's got the tiebreaker with one of. I've tried to go back and look at the tiebreakers to see how you're in second, I'm in third. But we both have 66, and I cannot confirm which tiebreaker you've won. And then Tyler's in fourth with 59 points. So, like, everyone's pretty tight. We're 8 behind EJ. Tyler's 6 behind us. we're anyone's like one good week away from kind of taking over. Like you had 10 last week, and that was the well, EJ had 10 too, but you had the tiebreaker. So whatever you're doing in those tiebreakers aiding you.
Yeah, so and that's big. That's why we mentioned the tiebreakers. Now, if anyone's new to the In the Pocket, well, you're 6 years too late. We've been doing this for 6 fucking years. That's wild. And in the pick'em, you pick your games. We've changed our pick'ems a lot. Like, if people remember how we used to do it, my God, it was long and boring as hell.
And we had no record keeping.
No, we had Microsoft Word, and I had to manually track, and everyone knows how good that can go after a couple brewskis or some chicken wings even. But
So we had no record keeping.
so what the pick 'em is now, we follow Yahoo Fantasy, and we pick 'em, and the standings are all generated for us. Last year, EJ Russell won the pick 'em. The first ever pick 'em trophy was given to Jamie Antonello. So fun fact, it's been Jamie Antonello, then it's been EJ Russell. So that is the last couple years of Pick'em. So with these standings, you pick your games, and at the bottom, you pick tiebreaker points, which are scores of games, and also who's going to get the most points in the week and the least points in the week. Obviously, I've done right on a couple of those to reason why I'd be in second, more so than what Hike did. That's what Hike's meaning. But we got this week to talk about week 9 in the NFL. And of course, we had some time off for about a month, so we're a little bit behind in episodes. Everyone's wondering, wow, it's week 9 here only. Like episode 5, you guys are a little bit behind. Yes, for good reason. If you don't recall, then you must be new to the channel. There were personal reasons to that. But week 9, Hike, what are your picks? I'll state my picks.
All right, let's tear through them here. So tonight, I am taking the Eagles over Houston. Absolutely zero surprise there. Then we got, I'm taking the Falcons over the Chargers this weekend. There's something about the Falcons that I really enjoy. So I'm taking them, especially with that division that Atlanta's in being so tight. The Dolphins over the Bears, even though the Bears have some sweet new TikTok weapons. Then the Bengals over the Panthers. Detroit over Green Bay, because I just like seeing the Packers kind of implode. New England over Indianapolis, even though it looks like, oh no, it is in New England. But I think the Patriots defense is just going to give our new quarterback there, Ellinger, a rough go. And then I'm taking Buffalo over the Jets, Minnesota over the Commanders, Vegas over Jacksonville, and I think that game's going to fuck me. I'm telling you, the Raiders are going to fuck me. Seattle over Arizona, the Rams over Tampa Bay, KC over Tennessee on the Sunday nighter, and Baltimore over the Saints on Monday. Then for these tiebreakers, the ever so important all of a sudden tiebreakers, I'm taking the Ravens 28 over New Orleans 17, and then I'm taking KC 42 over Tennessee's 41. KC's going to score the most points this week, and Houston, surprise, is going to score the least points this week.
You know what? I was going through it, obviously, as you were, Hike, and we do have some similar picks, but some alterations. Okay. I don't think the standings may change as much for us unless we both plummet in the standings a little bit. Some of that listeners know. Just so all of your listeners know, EJ and Tyler have their picks in already, and they won't have theirs announced because we can't see their picks, but I know that they've made their picks. So, Eagles over Texans, Chargers over Falcons, Dolphins over Bears, Bengals over the Panthers, Lions over the Packers. Oh, Hike, I loved your point on that. See them implode. Patriots over the Colts, Bills over the Jets, Vikings over the Commanders, Raiders over the Jags. And I agree that game might fuck both of us. The Seahawks over the Cardinals, the Rams over the Bucks, and the Rams are not the favorite that game. Fun fact. KC over the Titans and the Ravens over the Saints. I think you and I only have one or two differences in games. Baltimore over New Orleans. I'm picking 24-14. Heck, we were even close in points in that game. Then Kansas over Tennessee. I have 34-14. Most points this week, the Buffalo Bills, like it would be every week, and the Jets are going to get the least this week because the Bills are going to shut them down. And I'm going to tell you a little bold prediction. The Bills are going to win 37-3 over the Jets. That's my prediction this week. That doesn't count towards any tiebreaker, but I wanted to state that.
You're really underestimating the Jets, I think.
I am really underestimating the Jets, but I think the Bills are just going to go. That sound means they're going to morph into something. And no, I didn't use a Power Rangers reference. I just used the word morph for some reason. Now, Hike, we're about 28 minutes into this recording here, and I know you got to go, and we keep these recordings a little light than we used to in terms, but there is one topic I want to get to just for a couple minutes, and we can continue this into next week. The prime time, if we wanted to, the prime time schedule of games. Prime time can be, you know, the Thursday nighter. It could be the Sunday nighter. It is the Monday nighter. There's multiple ways you can look at it. There's been a lot of shit this year in terms of the schedule of Thursday/Sunday/Monday nighters. A lot of slashes in there. I'm not going to give my opinion to the exception of this. I'm just going to say a quick point that I want to give you the floor to lead us into the touchdown to close in the pocket tonight. The NFL, I feel, they can flex games, right? You can move games.
I think there's only certain weeks in the season, though, in their TV contract.
Yeah, that they can do. So they are limited. You're right. But
and to be honest, the more I think about this Thursday night one, even as much as I hate the Thursday night schedule, because it's on Amazon and it's like a non-traditional, like in Canada, we still get it on cable. In the States, you have to have Amazon Prime to be able to watch that game.
Unbelievable.
And so that's why I think it's just such a bunch of dog shit games that they're getting. It's like, whatever. Like when Thursday Night Football first came out, it was not like good games. Like you had the Bears and the Lions all somehow playing every week on Thursday night for the three times you got Thursday Night Football. And then it became like a popular thing. But now the more I think about this, and maybe I'm conspiracy theorying it a bit, but I think because it's on Amazon, they're trying to like, yeah, you want some games? Here, take these ones.
And I think a lot of the games, you know, they really can't change. And you bring up the Amazon point. And it's like when you compare the Blue Jays when they had to follow Apple TV on Friday night baseball games. You know, in Canada, you couldn't tune into Sportsnet or TSN doesn't get games because Sportsnet has that contract.
No, I think it's just Sportsnet in Canada only.
Yeah, it is just Sportsnet. So you have a circumstance where people are like, shit, you think you're going to buy Apple TV? Let me tell you, I didn't buy no Apple TV, okay? I streamed it another area. I'm not going to fully disclose anymore before I get a couple.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I totally understand it. I mean, that's pretty well how you have to watch NHL in Canada. You just hop in your pirate ship and you figure it out.
Literally,
it's no big
deal.
You
got Netflix, you got Disney, you got Amazon, you got fucking DAZN, you got, I'm forgetting things, Crave, you got HBO.
Pretty soon I'm going to have a subscription service to figure out what's in my fridge. Like,
you're going to have to. And I think cable, it's time to go because every channel is going to resort to a subscription. And I think what's going to happen, all the smart TVs are going to turn into a computer, which they basically already are. So maybe I'm sounding like an idiot right now.
Yeah, you kind of sound like an old man here, dude.
But like you can download each app on the TV, which is already a thing because my TV does that. And screw having cable. Oh, then you got people like Bell, and yes, I'm throwing Bell under the bus. No free ads. Oh, you know, we give you a discount on your phone. No one's going to give a fuck. The only thing people are going to care about is Wi-Fi. If you got good Wi-Fi, well, get your Wi-Fi. I don't care about your cell phone because pretty soon I'm not going to need your cell phone. I can just buy an iPad. It's going to have data and walk around the public, and they'll have a miniature iPad. So they basically already do. It's called an iPod. Maybe it's actually.
I think that's called an iPhone.
Or iPhone, exactly. I'm sounding like such an idiot right now, but I think people are catching my drift right now. Okay. I think people are catching my drift. It's,
you know what? Pretty soon, Dave, I think they're also going to have like websites where you can go and add your friends and you can be friends with your friends on the internet too. And you could say stuff.
I even think you could like, if people, there's going to be a picture platform where you can like and comment on people's pictures as well.
Possibly. But then it'll just turn into like a 5-second video platform where you just show your ass. Yeah. Or something.
Or you look like an idiot doing a stupid dance.
Yeah.
This
went hard off topic, but we were bitching about Thursday night football and then just made ourselves sound old. So
yeah, that's, I think people are probably laughing on the other end. We're 32-17 into the show, and you know, we've had some fun talking about a lot, but you bring up a lot of good points. A lot of the games have been not very minimal they can change in the subscriptions, and I'm not gonna, as a fan, I'll probably have the game on when I can, but you know, if there's something else on or if I need to walk my dog, or I probably won't stay to watch the game. You know, I'm not gonna lie, but if you got like the Bills in Kansas City, you know, or you got a high profile type game, I will tune into that game because that is something that I want to watch. And right now, the Thursday night, no offense to Houston, you're not a game I want to watch against the Eagles that are 7-0. If I'm looking at a game this week that it's like, this is might be a good Thursday nighter, and people may call me crazy, but I'll list a couple of them. It's the Raiders-Jags, Seahawks-Cards, Rams-Bucks. Those are the three games because those are so close that you can't pick who's going to win. They may not have every top-notch talent in there, but overall, it's, those are games that are going to be kind of close. Or if you really wanted to lose the Lions and Packers, heck, that might be a better Thursday nighter than what Houston and the Eagles are presenting because I think the Eagles are just going to have this over before the first half is done. And if I'm right, I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm right. You know,
I mean, Houston, prove us wrong.
Yeah, seriously, please make me look even more dumb than I have been sounding the last 5 minutes talking about references to platforms that exist. But overall, not a fan of the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't go for the touchdown there. We kind of fumbled.
Yeah, we did a dance at the 1-yard line like TikTokers do, and we dropped it. That's exactly what happened at this
point. Yeah, I'm no good at doing the gritty.
Oh, we've had some good references on the show. The Game Sports Show in the Pocket edition. This is episode 5 of season 6 of In the Pocket. It's been seasons flying by right now. It's week 9, episode 5. It would be episode 9, which is absurd to believe. But obviously, as I mentioned to people, the Game Sports Show may have a little bit of delays in terms of being on platforms such as Spotify and Apple because of the website update. It's already been affected because of our last upload. So you may have to tune in through the website, but it's okay. We have a product in the background on our website where it does very, very, very minimal data usage in terms of the background, in terms of the megabytes and all that fun stuff that I have no idea about. Maybe Heichel knows more about it, but you can stream it on our website if you cannot locate an episode on our platforms because our website is going through an update, but I do anticipate these uploads to be on thegamesportsshow.com and on all platforms. The Game Sports Show is powered by the Game Entertainment and Media. Check out the TGEM Network YouTube channel. We got more content coming between this year and next year. A lot of big things. It's Movember. My mustache is starting to grow. It's going to be absolutely itchy by 5 days from now. I'm going to hate my life, but you can check out Movember. Now, through Movember, there's a Mo Show through 45 Social. Okay, now 45 Social is a sponsor of the Game Sports Show in connection to Little Caesars Pizza. Just check out 45 Social on the Instagram page for more details or reach out if you want to donate or be a part of the Mo Show as a friend of mine, Anthony Carcitti, is running that. A very fun event for dedication for men's health. You can donate and be a part of that. And you can sponsor the Game Entertainment Media team. Heike, I don't know if you got a mustache going. Usually you got the facial hair growing. But, you know, for Movember, the Game Entertainment Media has a team through 45 Social. And, of course, you're on that, just so you're aware. You did not know until now. Surprise.
All right. I joined the team.
I give a shout-out to the Sport Displays and Flawless Roofing as well. Flawless Roofing based in Thunder Bay and Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. And the Sports Displays, it's where you can hang some good jerseys or some memorabilia in your cave and your office. Check it out on our website, and more details will follow for that. But this is powered by SportsCenter Bar and Grill as well, this episode, as In the Pocket is, because it is Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario's best sports bar 6 years in a row and the original home to the Game Sports Show. So shout-outs, all the housekeeping done at the beginning and the end here. Heike, getting to you, I want to say thank you for taking part of this edition. It was just you and I, but we had some fun here tonight.
Yeah, it was a good time, good chat, a little off topic sometimes, but hey, so it keeps people interested.
It allows people to get to see the other side of us, which is always fun. There will be more uploads this week. We are planning Strike Zone. World Series is absolutely exciting to check out. People are asking about a basketball show that is returning. Don't ask me when or ask me how. Eventually it is coming back, but not anytime soon. Top Shelf will have an episode within the next 7 days as well. So two shows like that coming up. And Pierre-Luc Leblanc, a former NHL player for the New Jersey Devils and Calgary Flames, that episode will be up on YouTube within the next 7 days as well. So some content to keep an eye on. And people ask me about the Podbean page. Yes, it's coming. I will have the Podbean page back active. As a lot of Scott Nason's good friends listen to that, it will be activated once again. Just so everybody knows, just give me time for that as well. Likely by the beginning of December, we'll be back on Podbean. So, Heike, thanks again. I want to thank you to all of our sponsors again and to the listeners. Tune into the Game Sports Show. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe on all the platforms, as well as check out our Facebook and Instagram page. And guess what, Heike? The Game Sports Show is on TikTok, too.
Uh-oh.
We've entered the TikTok realm. Uh-oh. What does that mean? Oh, God. A lot of things coming. And check out thegamesportshow.com. I'd like to remind you, keep your stick on the ice, swing your bats, catch touchdowns, drain your threes, and shoot your shots. Booyah.